A drug trafficker has been sentenced to an aggregate 25 years in prison. Alvin Bresciani will be eligible for parole after 10 years. He was given 10 years for each count of trafficking in a Schedule 1 controlled substance, 100 grams or more, and 5 years for felony looting, with the counts running consecutively. The case was part of a multi-week investigation involving the Regional Narcotics Unit Repeat Offender Program, who began looking into Bresciani in March of 2024. Over the course of the investigation, detectives bought methamphetamine from the defendant 3 separate times before getting a search warrant for Bresciani's home. When members of the Washoe County Sheriff's Office Interdiction Unit attempted to stop and arrest Bresciani, who was starting to drive away in a pickup truck, he began a chase with police that was ultimately called off due to safety concerns. A neighbor of the defendant told police that the day after the chase, he found a paper bag containing large amounts of suspected drugs in his driveway. Police recovered the bag and found 22 grams of cocaine and more than 380 grams of methamphetamine inside. A review of the neighbor's doorbell camera revealed that the bag of drugs had been thrown out of Bresciani's truck as it sped past the house. During the search of Bresciani's home, police found an additional 19.2 grams of meth. Despite the defendant escaping, detectives with the Regional Crime Suppression Unit were told of his status as a wanted suspect and began investigating where he was hiding. 3 days later, police found and arrested Bresciani. He was wearing a long red wig as a disguise when he was apprehended in the company of a female accomplice. During a search of the woman's purse, an additional 209 grams of methamphetamine was located. In an interview with police, Bresciani had admitted that the drugs in the purse, as well as the bag thrown from his truck during the earlier pursuit, belonged to him and that he had been selling drugs to supplement his income. In total, he had approximately 3,000 doses of methamphetamine that were worth approximately $12,000 and 110 doses of cocaine worth approximately $800 in his possession. At sentencing, Deputy District Attorney Michael Vieta Cabela argued that the community deserved to live free from the danger and damage the defendant was inflicting. The Honorable Barry Breslow presided and imposed the sentence.